Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this mini-cast, I'm going to go over why I like the Pentair Quad-D filter, and Hayward has a similar one called the DEP 500 series pleated element D filter. So if you have an old D filter and you're thinking about replacing it with another D filter, I would really recommend that you do some research and look at the alternative D filters that are out there. The Pentair Quad D filter, I'm very familiar with it. When it first came out, I didn't know what it was. I had a customer that put one in and I took it apart and it was really confusing because it looks like a cartridge filter. And so basically the Quad D filter uses the same filter configuration that a cartridge filter would, a larger cartridge filter. So there's four cartridges in there and they're very similar to a cartridge filter cartridge, except that the material is a little bit thicker. It feels almost like the material on the grids of a D filter, and the pleats are wider to allow for the DE to stick to them. And this is how it operates, very similar to a cartridge filter, in fact. In fact, you can actually convert your cartridge filter to a quad DE filter very easily, and vice versa, because they use the actual cartridge filter tank or body of the filter for the quad DE filter. What I like about the quad DE filters is that they're super easy to clean. I install them without backwashes because, for one, I think the backwash shortens the life of the elements. In any filter, a standard D filter, if you backwash a lot, you're going to eventually blow the grids out. You'll break the plastic pieces in there. I think the Quad D filter, the same thing applies to it, is if you backwash it, it's going to cause damage or shorten the life of the elements. And to be honest with you, it's very easy to clean them anyway. And they have such a large filtration area that you don't have to backwash them in most cases anyway. So I like the fact that you can just take the lid off, pull them out like a cartridge filter and hose them off, and then put them back in. It couldn't be any simpler. It's very quick, much quicker than cleaning a cartridge filter because the pleats are wider and you're hosing off the DE. So it takes about 1/3 the time to clean as you would clean a regular four cartridge filter. So it's very easy to clean and very quick to clean. I like the filter size of it. It's really compact. So you can actually, a 60 square foot quad D filter is comparable or smaller than a 48 square foot regular D filter. It's really, it takes up less space back there. So if you have a tight equipment area, the quad D filter would be perfect. Hayward again has a similar filter called the DEP 500 series, which I haven't had one yet or installed one. And they also come in the same sizes as the Pentair Quad D filter. If you see a pattern here, they have a 60 square foot one, an 80 square foot, and 100 square foot. And Pentair also has the same size Quad D filter. So if you have a large pool, a 100 square foot Quad D filter would be much better than a 60 square foot FNS Plus filter for sure, because you're getting 40 more square foot of filtration on it. So these are great for very large pools. They're also great for small pools because you're getting a larger filtration area for a compact filter. So I definitely would recommend a Quad D filter for a large pool, medium, and a small pool. You would just get the smaller Quad D filter. If you have a 15,000 gallon pool, you could definitely get the 60 square foot one. And of course, if you have a larger pool, you would just get a larger Quad D filter. I just think that they filter really well also. People may not think they filter well because of the configuration, but they filter extremely well. I think the only negative thing I could say about the Quad D filter configuration is that if you're doing a green pool cleanup, for some reason, I find that the Quad D filter does a much poorer job than a standard D filter as far as the pool turning around rapidly. It takes a little bit longer for the green pool to come around with a Quad D filter. I'm not sure why that is. Maybe it's the way it's designed and with the filtration of it. Too much algae and debris get trapped in there and it clogs up quicker. Because I've noticed that on the Quad D filter, the pressure goes up much more rapidly when you're doing a green pool cleanup. But if you never have a green pool, you don't have to worry about that. It's not a major drawback. It's just something I observed by doing green pool cleanups that the quad D filters are not quite as effective as a standard D filter. But if you don't, again, if your pool is in great shape, you're never going to have it turn green. Just forget that whole 25-second segment. It's a great filter, easy to clean, and I find that, you know, by replacing your standard D filter, like an FNS Plus, which is mind-boggling sometimes to take apart, put back together for anyone, you'll really be amazed at how easy it is to clean this thing and how well it works and how well it filters and all the other great aspects of the Quad D filter. And they're very easy to install. One caveat, when you install it, the inlet and outlet are just like a cartridge filter. And so you have to make sure that they're reversed, actually. So you can't take a standard D filter and just drop a quad D filter in there because the inlet and outlet are opposite. So you got to replumb it. So I've seen installations by companies where they didn't replumb it and they put it in backwards. So inlet and outlet are just like a standard D filter. I have some videos on installing the quad D filter, so you kind of get an idea if you watch the video of what I mean by the inlet and outlet are opposite of the D filter. They're the same as a cartridge filter versus a D filter. Confusing, I know, but just note that when you install a quad D filter, when you replace a standard D filter, you have to adjust for the inlet and outlet being on the top and bottom versus the bottom and top. And at the end of these mini-casts, I'd like to give a shout-out to some of the partner companies. And Riptide Pool Vacuum System is a great company, it's a great vacuum system, and it'll eliminate a lot of the manual vacuuming that you would need for your service route, so you don't have to clean your filters as much because you're not going to be vacuuming everything into the filter. Everything is contained in the bag on top. You can learn more about the Riptide Vacuum System at riptidevac.com. Thanks for listening to this week's minicast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.